Today, the church celebrates Friday of the 27th week in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 11, verses 15 to 26. When Jesus had driven out a demon, some of the crowd said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of someone, it roams through arid regions, searching for rest, but finding none, it says, 'I shall return to my home from which I came.' But upon returning, it finds it swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and brings back seven other spirits more wicked than itself, who move in and dwell there. And the last condition of that man is worse than the first." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. As we just heard in today's gospel passage, some people to test him asked Jesus for a sign, some miracle from heaven. They did so because they didn't recognize God's presence in the person of Jesus. So they believed that if he performed some sign on demand, it would prove God was with him. In truth, God was powerfully at work in Jesus' ministry, but the people lacked eyes of faith to see it. There was no need for miracles for people to accept his message. As Jesus would later say to Thomas after the resurrection, "Blessed are they who have not seen and have believed." Sometimes even people of faith can be enticed to seek signs and wonders. We can fail to see that the Lord is present among us in and through the goodness, kindness, mercy, love, and hospitality of others, in all kinds of ordinary expressions of love, even in people's quiet prayerfulness. We can miss the divine presence in the everyday and the familiar. The great Irish patriot and poet Joseph Mary Plunkett wrote of Jesus, "I see his blood upon the rose, and in the stars the glory of his eyes." Nature spoke to him of Christ. The best of human nature and our relationships with one another can also speak to us of God.